An American icon, a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Tom Petty.
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 Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Tom Petty, a celebrated rock and roll icon, crafted a unique style that smoothly combined the old with the new, revolutionizing the music scene with every track he produced. In this piece, we delve deep into his remarkable journey into stardom, reflecting on his career through the highs and lows. We are here to honor his lasting legacy as one of the greatest rock stars of all time and celebrate the timeless melodies he gifted to the world. Hi, my name is David. You're listening to Tom Petty on Artist Spotlight here on WGLZ. We are college radio and we are passionately vocal. Tom Petty was born on October 20th, 1950, and he grew up through most of his life in Gainesville, Florida. Throughout his childhood, he had a difficult relationship with his father. He tended to isolate himself just to find peace. His peace was rock and roll music. He learned to play guitar and eventually joined a local group called Mudcrutch as the lead singer and songwriter. The band gained local popularity, and Tom continued to pursue music throughout his life. In 1974, Tom Petty got married to Jane Benyo and had two daughters. His band Mudcrutch got a record deal, but after an unsuccessful single, they parted ways. Tom got a solo contract and reunited with his bandmates to form Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Their first album, released in 1976, was a unique pop rock sound with Tom's vibrant voice and captivating storytelling. Within the same year, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers had an interview with Ian Meldrum about how the band started.
Bill Spine.
Just tell us a little bit about the band, like how it formed, etc.
We wanted to do the same thing.
Which was play an A chord.
So we formed the band immediately.
And the A chord sounded so good that we made the band, right?
That's right.
Unfortunately, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers had a very slow start with their first album, but their single song, Breakdown, was a hit. However, after a dispute with MCA Records, they signed with Backstreet Records and produced their crucial third album, called Damn the Torpedoes, which skyrocketed to number 2 on the US charts and sold 3 million copies. The album's most recognizable tracks were Don't Do Me Like That, Refugee. Which cemented their status as rock and roll superstars. After their third album, Tom Petty and his band resisted MCA's threats in 1981. Within the same year, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers produced their fourth album called Hard Promises, which went platinum along with their single hit called The Waiting. Which hit number 1 on the US charts. In 1982, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers produced their fifth album called Long After Dark, which reached number 9 on the US charts. Despite difficulties, Tom Petty and his band remain positive for future albums. We will come right back and talk more about Tom Petty.
Wait, what? You never heard of us? Haven't you heard? We're the best radio station around. Who am I? Well, my name is David, and I'm your host. You are listening to
Tom Petty.
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 On Artist Spotlight here on WGLZ. We are college radio, and we are passionately vocal. Welcome back to Artist Spotlight here on WGLZ. We are college radio, and we are passionately vocal. Within 4 years later, in 1986, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers collaborated with producers named Dave Stewart, Robbie Robertson, Jimmy Iovine for a new direction in their music. Within the same year, Tom Petty had an interview with a journalist named Lisa Robertson talking about his collaboration with these producers on their new album called Southern Accents.
It turned out that we were, actually, we were pretty much alike, I think. I just talked to him the other day. We get along very well. You know, that's been over a year now. I don't know. I think we wrote Don't Come Around Here No More maybe within 30 minutes of meeting each other, which was very unusual for either one of us to even write outside of our groups, you know. But
this album reached number 7 on the charts, along with their hit single, Don't Come Around Here No More. Co-written by Dave Stewart and Stevie Nicks, which reached number 13 on the U.S. charts. After a couple years, Tom Petty collaborated with Bob Dylan, George Harrison, Roy Orbison, and Jeff Lynne for the Traveling Wilburys album, which went triple platinum and won a Grammy. The following year, Tom Petty released his first solo album called Full Moon Fever, produced by Jeff Lynne and several band members of the Heartbreakers, which was a success, reaching 3rd on the U.S. charts and going multi-platinum. Tom Petty's Full Moon Fever album had many successful singles, including Free Fallin', Running Down a Dream, and I Won't Back Down. All three of these hit number 7 on the U.S. charts. Within the same year, Tom Petty had an interview with Ian Meldrum talking about his successful solo career album and how he collabed with Jeff Lynne and several band members of the Heartbreakers.
And we just very casually wrote some songs. It wasn't even an album that I'd planned to do.
Mm-hmm.
It just began, and I thought, well, this is... God said, come on, Jeff, let's do one more. And he said, well, I gotta go to England, you know, I gotta go back. And I'd say, oh, come on, do one more. And we'd do one more, and we'd say, oh, that's good. Well, let's do one more. And it just kept going like that all the way through till it was done.
Despite his solo success, Tom Petty remained committed to his bandmates. In 1991, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers released their 7th album called Into the Great Wide Open, with the hit singles Into the Great Wide Open, Into the Great. Which hit 92 on the U.S. charts, along with Learning to Fly,
I'm learning to fly, wings.
Which hit number 1 on the charts. Tom Petty had previously signed with Warner Brothers Records and left MCA Records years prior, ending any conflicts with any studio record company. In 1993, they released their Greatest Hits album, which included their hit single, Mary Jane's Last Dance.
Last dance with Mary Jane, one more time to kill the pain.
Remaining on the Billboard charts, sitting at 14th for more than 6 years. At the beginning of the new millennium, Tom Petty got his life together by ditching heroin addiction and marrying Diana York, whom he met a decade earlier. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers released their 11th album called The Last DJ. After a long road of success, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers were inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Howie Epstein was fired due to his heroin addiction, and the band's bass guitar player Ron Blair rejoined the band. The following year, Tom Petty's solo album Highway Companion put a screeching halt to the band's 30th anniversary tour. The year after, they made a documentary called Running Down a Dream, along with their stellar performance at Super Bowl 42. A couple years after, Tom Petty returned to the Heartbreakers to release their album called Mojo, along with the band's 13th studio album called Hypnotic Eye, which reached number 1 on the charts. In September 2017, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers wrapped up their 40th anniversary tour With an exhilarating performance at the Hollywood Bowl, the future was looking bright for Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers until it all came crashing down. On October 2nd, 2017, was a sad day for the world because of the loss of one of its best rock stars. Tom Petty suffered a cardiac arrest in his home in Malibu, California, and was rushed to UCLA Santa Monica Hospital and died at the age of 66. He was surrounded by his family, bandmates, and friends. From them being obscurity to household name, band improved with every album they produced, with accolades to prove it. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers' live performances exceeded fans' expectations every time they stepped on the stage. Tom Petty breathed new life into rock and roll and became one of the greatest rock stars of all time. This is Artist Spotlight on Tom Petty. I am David. Tune in next time on WGLZ. We are college radio and we are passionate vocal.